Welcome to the Wedlake Bell Legal Podcast, covering a range of legal topics, including updates from our four practice groups: private client, real estate, business services, and dispute resolution.
Hello, welcome to this Wedlake Bell Legal Podcast. My name is Abigail Pearson, and I am a solicitor in Wedlake Bell's private client team. Today, I'm going to talk about a few possible tax reforms that may be introduced in the much-anticipated budget on the 3rd of March 2021. There has been enormous speculation as regards what tax reforms will be introduced by the government. The government has, of course, been rolling out its vaccination programme, but lockdown measures will persist for a few more months, and this means the economy will continue to grapple with the harsh financial difficulties inflicted by the COVID-19 pandemic. Home buyers have been making use of the stamp duty holiday, which is currently due to end on the 31st of March 2021. Currently, a 0% rate of stamp duty will apply to the first £500,000 for property purchases in England and Northern Ireland. This has meant that there has been a huge surge to take advantage of this tax break, which, coupled with lockdown restrictions, has caused a backlog in the home buying process. It is anticipated that the Chancellor will be extending the stamp duty holiday for a further 3 months to the end of June 2021. It is not certain, however, whether the extension will apply to all purchases or whether it will be a tapered extension for property transactions already in progress. Either way, an extension of the stamp duty holiday will be very welcome. The Office of Tax Simplification published its review on capital gains tax on the 11th of November 2020. There was plenty of media coverage on its recommendation to raise capital gains tax rates so that they are more closely aligned with income tax rates. For the 2020-2021 tax year, capital gains tax is currently up to 20% for commercial properties and up to 28% for residential properties that are not your main home. Income tax rates are up to 45%. We understand that the government is not obliged to follow the recommendation made by the Office of Tax Simplification to closely align the two rates, and in fact, this type of tax rise would normally be against a Conservative government's policy. However, there is no doubt that tax increases are on the horizon, and there could be a modest rise in capital gains tax rates and or a reform of capital gains tax reliefs and allowances. Taxpayers are encouraged to utilise the capital gains tax annual exemption, which is currently £12,300 for individuals and personal representatives for the 2020-2021 tax year, and lock in the current low capital gains tax rates. Taxpayers may want to make disposals of certain assets sooner rather than later to trigger a dry tax charge. But in these circumstances where there is no liquidity, there is the ability to apply to HM Revenue and Customs to request for the tax to be paid over a period of 10 years. If capital gains tax is targeted, the relatively new business asset disposal relief could also be affected. If you are a business founder who is thinking of selling your company, subject to certain conditions being met, you could make use of business asset disposal relief, which gives a lower rate of 10% on eligible capital gains up to a lifetime limit of £1 million. It is also speculated that investors relief, which is a more generous relief than business asset disposal relief, may be abolished, as many professionals have agreed that this relief has hardly been used since its introduction in 2016. The Office of Tax Simplification is due to publish its second report on capital gains tax after the budget has been announced, which will explore key technical and administrative issues. So it will be interesting to see how the budget may influence this second report. Inheritance tax reform has been in the spotlight for some time now. There has been speculation that certain valuable reliefs, such as business property relief and agricultural property relief, which allow taxpayers to ring-fence such assets from inheritance tax, will disappear and be replaced by a flat rate gift tax. Taxpayers are encouraged to make use of their £3,000 inheritance tax annual exemption for lifetime gifts. In addition to this, gifts out of surplus income will not trigger an inheritance tax charge once you can demonstrate that your standard of living is not affected by the reduction in your income to make these gifts. And this is a useful relief to make use of whilst it exists. The Office of Tax Simplification has quoted that around 90% of wealth transfers are on death in the UK. At the moment, those inheriting assets on death do not incur capital gains tax on any gains that have accrued on the assets during the deceased's lifetime. The Office of Tax Simplification has recommended scrapping this uplift in value on death and has proposed rebasing values from the year 2000 onwards. This is likely to mean that we would see more individuals passing on wealth during their lifetime. But again, it remains to be seen whether the Chancellor implements this suggested reform. Another hot topic that has been circulated in the press recently and has received heavy support is the introduction of the one-off wealth tax. This could entail a one-off 5% tax on property and pension wealth of more than £500,000, payable over 5 years at 1% per annum. Although this type of tax would raise billions in revenue, it is not anticipated that this campaign will be taken on board by the government at this time. Finally, proposals to limit tax relief on pension contributions could also feature in the budget, and Wedlake Bell have a specialist pensions team who will be listening out for any changes in this area and can advise accordingly. There is no doubt that there will be tax rises to plug the vast fiscal hole that the COVID-19 pandemic has imposed on the economy, but the timing is key to balance the demands of the economy and people's livelihoods. Thank you very much for listening to this podcast.
You just listened to the Wedlake Bell Legal Podcast. If you liked our episode and want to know more, then check out our website, www.wedlakebell.com. Wedlake Bell. Building relationships is at the heart of everything we do.